Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast.
Thank you.
It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments.
I was so tired before we got started today. I was ready for a nap. Are you guys awake?
I'm good.
I am.
It's snowy on a Saturday afternoon here in Morgantown, West Virginia. Thanks for joining us here.
A lazy Saturday.
It is a lazy Saturday.
Good Saturday, though.
We are glad to be back, about two-thirds of us, today. You guys glad to be here?
Nope.
Dang it. Come on, Jared.
Yes, very much so.
Just lie and tell them, you know, make it till you make it. Okay. Alex, are you glad to be here?
Yeah.
I don't think it's allowed to be here.
Huh?
Are you allowed to be here?
Am I, Alexa?
Does your mom know you're here?
Yeah, you're okay.
Your parents know you're here?
Glad to have you back here with us today and hanging in there with us as we slowly get season four off to a start here, there, and yon. So today we're going to talk about, do a countdown today. We haven't done a countdown in a long time.
10.
Not eight, Travis. Hold on. Yeah, we'll do it there. A countdown on 10 things that maybe the parents would like to see inside of your kids' church. And that's what we're talking about today. Actually, we just found I found an article. It's an old article online. Just thumbing through some stuff and come across this. I thought, you know, I don't think we've touched on this before necessarily. And so we're going to go through this 10 list countdown here, and we're going to take turns. A couple of them each, and give a little talking point on it, and kind of maybe grade ourselves on this. You know, read these things and see how we're meeting up to it, and or if we're not, and generate some ideas with all that. So, you guys ready for this?
Uh huh.
Let's do it. Okay, we're going to start. Go down the list from 1 to 10, and I think Travis, you have the first one. So let me get there. Hey, Gus, you got the drummer back there ready for the drum roll?
I don't have it open.
Okay. Gus says he has his drummer ready for the drum roll. So, hey, come go ahead and do number one.
Number one is security.
Security.
Now, are we grading our kid ministry for these? Or?
No, just kind of talk about it, and then after you bring out the talking point on it, we'll see maybe where we stand on it.
Well, security, I feel, is very important for kidmen. You want to make sure that the kids and especially their parents feel safe with you in charge of their child. So I know that we've been taking measures recently, like before the whole shutdown and everything, we started doing more security
measures. Yeah, we actually had not necessarily a gun class, but for those, because we were allowed to carry, concealed carry here in West Virginia, we have a guy who works with the FBI police that was starting a class on.
Yeah, what was that? It was like,
because I went to, right before the
gun safety.
We did the
gun safety,
active shooter.
Yes, thank you, Alexa.
So yeah, we did that.
That's why we have women here.
Yeah, exactly.
I just do them a lot.
And that was really good. And there's a lot of resources out there. If you don't have someone to come do a gun safety training, I'm sure there's like videos out there. Like the video that I had to watch for my new job was the same exact video that the university made us watch. So I'm sure that one's popular and it's out there.
I think some police might even have programs come out and do that for you.
I'm sure
they
do.
At school, we actually have, we'll have like the actual police officers come and like they run it for their practice too. Like, and we do like the rubber bullets and we do the whole shebang. Wow. Like, I mean, there's no kids and we have to close the campus off if we do it at the school. But I mean, it's practice for the police officers. I think the firefighters even kind of, I mean, it's practice for the whole, everybody.
I don't think the point here for security is we have to have armed guards around our kids' church. We want to build that up. I think it's for the church in general, but they want to see some security measures, I guess, in every aspect. You know, we have an exit strategy that we have in case an active shooter maybe happened in the front part of the church. We have an exit routine to take kids out on, which we should probably go through that again since we've been dormant for a year.
True.
Yeah.
And I think security also entails
more medical, than just that. Yeah,
medical like and mm-hmm. just the fact that there's plenty of adults there, I guess.
You need to make all our volunteers know where the like first aid kit, AED stuff is mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I guess, you know, the things are just accommodating, you know, for security measures. You know, we have a bathroom right outside our door. That's the number one security thing right there. You want to have a restroom close by for kids. That's
mm-hmm. Yeah, for kids.
You sure. feel secure when there's a toilet there.
Yeah.
Don't you, Travis?
Mm-hmm. That's why I sleep in the tub sometimes.
Yeah.
So, all right, anything else on security? So just basically some simple security measures.
Security is our number one priority.
Yeah, Barney 5.
I think so. Just showing parents even that you're just having people observant. Like, if parents walk in, I feel like, and everyone's, like, on their phone or off, you know, mm-hmm. not paying attention to what the kids are doing, they're going to be like, ooh.
Yeah, make sure got someone at the yeah. doors there. And then I think that everyone are early getting used to the video camera stuff. You know, not just video surveillance, but we was doing live video recordings when we're mm-hmm. in kids' church. I consider that a measure of security. It protects us
yeah. mm-hmm.
in a way because it's recording everything that's going on in there. Right. So, and it doesn't have to cost you anything. It could be some small stuff that you can do to help show that you're, that it's something that's on the table that you're paying attention to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for security. So, all right. Anything else? Jared's in deep thought because he's coming up to the number two right here.
Number two, an engaging space. So talking about having a place where the kids meet that looks interesting, at least interesting, not which you guys do a very good job of. It's not plain Jane and such. So
yeah. Engaging space. So, did I ever tell you guys a story about Chuck E. Cheese?
You mean Charles Entertainment Cheese?
Yeah.
That's his name.
Yeah. I don't have all the details because it's been literally been years since I've told this story because I used to teach a lot in clinician classes and stuff for Sunday school and kids' church seminars. And basically, in a nutshell, I think everyone can agree for what Chuck E. Cheese's are left out there. Their pizza is like gross.
The mm-hmm. whole place is gross.
I've actually never been to Chuck E. Cheese.
But I mean, back in
there's one not too far from here.
Let's back when they first came out, it was the thing, and so kids wouldn't go there for the pizza. They went there because the games and entertainment and stuff, and they didn't care what the pizza tasted like. I mean, honestly, the quality ain't that great. Never was.
It's still pizza.
It's solid.
It's a pizza.
The worst pizza is still pizza. Like, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like you can't stomach it, but it's nothing fantastic. If I'm going to go out for a night for pizza, I'm not going to say Chuck E. Cheese. But anyway, he built that up. He built that place specifically in mind to help draw kids there. He wanted to get kids there to have fun, and that was his core value there, was to make this a family entertainment place and to serve pizza. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's back in that era when that came out, that was monumental. That was a big deal. And he kind of helped open up the floodgates for other places. And you start seeing all these playlands and McDonald's and stuff. But Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. But he kind of set the standard back in that day, in my opinion, and made family dinner time or going out to eat time a really fun experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so that's just the way our culture is today. And that's why we, you know, make kids' church an inviting place. It looks appealing to them, to the eye. Everything kiddish. We don't want to mimic the big church.
Mm-hmm.
Some places do. That's fine. To each his own. But still, I think it's important and imperative to us today that we make our environment an engaging space. And they come in there, they can feel relaxed. And yes, Jared, we've done a great job, all of us, together. Everyone's ever put stuff together for that. And I'm excited about our new one coming up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that in another day, another
dimension. Talk,
another dimension, yes. But our new theme that we got building up here for too long. But, yeah, definitely make it a space, a territory where kids come into and feel like they can be a kid. That's what Chuck E. Cheese is, where a kid can be a kid.
Was that really?
Yep, I think it was. Oh. Mm-hmm. So, where a kid can be a kid. So, very good. All right, number three is coming up. I think, Alexa, you have that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys, get that drummer, please.
Wake him up. Hello.
So this is familiar faces. So it's talking about how maybe, you know, not to burn people out and use the same people every time, but at least have like that core group of people that the kids see, they know. And not only that the kids know, but also that those people know the kids and their names. That was one thing that talked about was making sure, you know, trying to find, especially if someone whoever's doing check-in had better be someone who knows every kid's name, because those parents want you to, you know, acknowledge that whenever they walk in. So yeah, and it did talk about rotating, which we do a pretty good job of rotating out our people. I mean, the same people kind of do, you know, we have a group of people who like to do the action song, so we'll rotate them out, you know. But I still feel like the kids know all of us. So
that's one thing I cannot do is the greet, because I am bad with names.
I'm so good at it.
I would have to have another greeter in front of me. I have a pre-greeter. I'm the post-greeter. The pre-greeter has to put the name badge on the kid, so when the kid comes in, hey, Bobby, good to see you, man. Then I can play that. But otherwise, most of the time, I'm very forgetful with names. That's not healthy for me, but that's the way it is, as Walter Cronkite used to say. But yeah, having you ever go to a business somewhere?
Yes.
And, well, I want to take, for example, because this is a true example here. The place where I put myself at the vendor market, the gal that runs that place, April, she is a ray of sunshine no matter what's going on. And she's always perky and happy and smiling. And she has that, your wife, Jared, is like that. Megan and Leanna are like that. They're just like, when you walk into a store, the personnel you see is someone like that, because you're not always at your best. And when you come in, you see a smiling face and they're like always positive or whatever, and you have that vibe there, you like that. It's great. It's comfortable. It's you get in better and you feel better when you have people like that greet you at the door. I'm not that type of person to do that. And that's why, and then that's why we need people, someone at our kids' door entrance doing what you just said there.
Imagine,
you know,
if that, all the greeters there were just like kind of sitting down and like keeping to themselves. It'd be so weird for the kids.
Because they're on in.
Like that.
He yells across the room, Bobby's here.
Like on Dwight on the office, Jim Hopper. Just announce real loudly everybody's name as they walk in the door.
Now again,
or professional, like
small churches probably have a. No problem with this, because if they have a two or three people staff, of course they're going to have a familiar face there.
Right.
But if you get into an environment where you have more people working in your staff, rotate them around and make them familiar with the kids, show them, and let them be familiar with those people that are on.
We have one kid that we all, I always know his name, but I know a handful of people always call him
the wrong name every single time.
Which one is it? In here? In our class?
Yes. Everyone calls Tucker Hunter, and I don't know.
You do it. I've heard you do it.
Yes,
you've done it too. I don't know why we all.
Every time.
I wrote his name on Facebook as Hunter one time with a picture of him holding something.
I know it just because that's the teacher.
I don't know what it is.
Like, we have like over half of our staff calls him Hunter. And it's, yeah.
Is it a guy thing?
Maybe. I don't know.
Amanda does it too.
You know, if you have like a brother and then like your parents always get your names mixed up. Like my mom and dad would do that to me.
I've heard that happen.
Travis's mom
and I never understood it until I have Andrew and Aaron upstairs, and I mix them up all the time. It's not that I know which is which, but like I'll just say Aaron when I'm talking to Andrew, and I'm like, dang it.
Maybe, my mom will do that same thing.
Looks like a Hunter. Like, I wonder if that was a name she thought about whenever she was like named. Wouldn't that be crazy if that was I was between two names and.
Yeah, it could have been.
It just looks like a hunter sometimes, but
Now that you said that, I think my mom did that a lot with me, and I have a stepbrother. Remember back, she would,
My mom would go through the whole family, including the dog. And
yes, Tanya's grandmother was like that.
Yep.
That's the one who had, Tanya's grandmother was, when we had all the family there, she'd go through a list of names before she got you.
See, my grandparents, hilarious. On my dad's side, all of our all of our cousins, we all were named, all the girls were A's names and all the boys were M names. So my grandma my cousin's name's Alicia. So it was Alicia and Alexa, and it was just Alicia, Alexa, Amy.
That can be torture.
See, mine was Jared and Jonathan. So
yeah,
Aaron and Andrew. MS.
Yeah. I'll just call you Epic. That way it's done.
Say hey you.
Hey you.
Hey, or hey you. Hey, you. Okay. All right. Number four.
Number four.
I think that's Travis. Sure is.
I traded it. You traded it up.
Number four, a take-home element, which would be something that you would give to the kids so they can take it home. Done. No, we started doing that with the new toy lessons. We gave them just a little small trinket thing that they don't really have to, you know, it's
kind of like a party favor version of the Oriental trading stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it could be a toy, sometimes it could be like a little thing that they just sit on their dresser or like their table at home just to remember when they see. And then we attach like a little Bible, sticker the Bible on it with the Bible verse that we use and the theme and the hashtag that we use is always something.
And I like how you guys pick that back up because I've always believed in that, but I was never one to initiate, make sure it was always done. We did it once in a while. But this here, I think, is something we've done it so often now, we should just make it a staple.
We got to find something for the next theme.
The next theme is going to be challenging, but I think it's going to be
times,
fun.
I mean, like, I feel like not generic but Sunday school, but like back in our day, Sunday school, we always got like the coloring page with the mm-hmm. Bible verse on it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think it is cool to find something a little different than that. I mean, for the toddler's class, that's fun. But for our kids, I don't know.
And it's worth it. I think, when you plan ahead and order on your Oriental Trading or wherever you can find stuff in bulk. Like we did the Rubik Cube lesson, mm-hmm. used the Rubik Cubes for the object lesson. And you guys bought these little miniature keychain version ones or whatever mm-hmm. that actually work.
Kids love keychains.
Yeah.
They did.
And then, or magnets, keychain, anything you give them free to take home, they're going to just, mm-hmm. it's the world to them.
And we've used the leftovers for like all kinds of stuff all the time. Like the toy store, I think that we're just going to give them like pick something
grab
out
bags.
Of it.
Yeah, we had a lot of leftovers.
Mystery
like,
bags.
Yeah, like
mystery
if we bags. Order, we had to order 2 dozen Rubik Cubes and we had maybe 12 kids a day. Well, we got 12 Rubik Cubes left in our little toy box that we give to first time visitors and stuff. So now we got all these little bitty toys accumulated. Now we're making grab bags like with mystery. Them for the toy store, I think, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you say that up the whole year or whatever. I mean, you got yourself a nice little collection to give out a nice gift bag to a visitor. And so this, it seems like it costs a little bit up front, but boy, if you play it right and you get the 2 dozen and you only use 12 or 15, once then they save the rest and let it pile up and that all comes back and you're able to use it all. It won't go to waste.
I mean, you could use it in treasure chests.
I only charge the kids 75% of the MSRP.
Yeah.
So.
It's only 75%. Yeah. Okay.
What'd you guys get? You weren't charging? Uh-huh. That's your fault. Mm-hmm.
But we have like 2 dozen kites back there, I think.
Yeah, I know.
But you had to buy a bunch of those, get that deal. Right. So, a bunch of little kites back there, a bunch of them. So, all right. Take home. So here's our first four, security, engaging space, familiar faces, and a take home element. And now let's do number five, Alexa.
What's number five?
Worship for all kids, regardless of age. So it kind of talks about how worship can be different for all ages and for different settings too. It kind of talked about, like it could just be a guitar for preschoolers and they could just be singing or, it could be a full action song service like we do for our older ones. And then, I mean, there are times even in our group that we could just do, someone on a piano or someone, just kind mm-hmm. of, showing them the different ways to worship for sure. And it said in there, it was kind of cute. It was like, hearing your kid randomly break out in song is kind of, you want the kid sometime that week to be like, oh, that song stuck in my head. And yeah.
I think we do the action song. All our action songs are kids-based developed songs for mm-hmm. kids. So we have that there. And so even at our altar services that we were doing, we would change up to our regular adult worship songs on the
altar call.
Yeah, just play an audio track of one of the ones we set up front in the main service. And so now they're getting a mixture. They're getting their style of music, and then they're also hearing the adult worship part there at the end there, because when they go in the big church, they're going to have right. that there anyway. And so I think we do well in covering all the ages. Plus, who doesn't like a Toby Mac song? You know, any kid, teenager, adult can appreciate a good Toby Mac song. So who is the next Toby Mac, by the way? I'm not, I don't have a finger or pulse on the Christian music media. So Toby's got a lot left in him still. He's like close to 60.
What?
He's getting close to 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only a few years older than me. And so, but he's still got it in him, man.
I don't know.
It's like, I'm waiting for him to start doing these real slow worship songs one day.
He's going to make a hymns album.
Yeah, once he does the old-fashioned hymns album and does the worship album type, okay, that's when he's tapering down. So, I don't see that happening right now. He's got a way to go. So,
let me see.
You know, who's the next guy? I mean, look how long he's been around.
I'm going to see related artists. DC Talk. I like Danny Gokey, but I don't think he's quite the same. Toby Mac's just such a, I don't know.
He just adapts. He's just different.
Similar artist. Yeah. It has Newsboys. Newsboys are kind of older too, though.
No, that's one third of DC Talk's in there.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
Let me Google who is the new.
Yeah, maybe. Hey Alexa, who's the next contemporary Christian artist after Toby Mac? But she's buffering right now.
Who's the one that has the song on the radio with Dolly Parton now? Only Jesus.
She's still singing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was she doing her gospel music now? Or?
I love Dolly, yes.
She always does.
There Was Jesus is the call.
There was Jesus? Or?
I don't think it'd be popular with the kids, but...
But there's a male singer in there with her, but I think I don't know who it is, but maybe.
I can't remember.
I wouldn't know who it is. I hear so many of them are coming out, and then I hear a hit or two from them, and that's about it. And there's just like, wow, who's next?
For King and Country.
King and Country could be.
I do love freaking country.
I do.
King and Country could be. That's. I love them. I can put him up there in top five.
I can't find any. No.
Who's he going to pass the mantle to?
We're doing a countdown within a countdown.
We are.
See, it's how talented we are. Jared.
Number two, new
artist.
That's
how epic we are.
Number one, King and Country. Number two, Lauren Daigle. I like Lauren Daigle.
You like Lauren Daigle?
Mm-hmm. He does.
Okay. All right. That's number five. Worship for all ages. Number six, Jared.
Get a girl.
Service to others. So pretty much basically make sure that you're conveying the importance of serving others. Because I guess as kids and even as adults, really, we kind of make it about ourselves. Kids more so. I have a funny example. It was one of my brother's foster kid's birthday last night. And he got the brother got really sad because it was his birthday and not his.
And he was
like crying and getting really jealous that everyone was paying attention to it. Yeah. And we were like, your birthday coming up in August. And then I'd be like, August is so far away though.
It is anymore.
But I guess just conveying the importance of serving others that life's not all about you.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
So I think the service to others could be portrayed in the staff. But it sounds to me like it's more lessons. Of a more into your lesson and your
or
content.
Actually doing something.
We
for the community
kind of tried that on Wednesday, but we didn't do a good follow through.
What did we do?
So we did I found like a spiritual gifts inventory kind of for each kid, and I pulled each one aside. Travis was teaching, so we were doing something that night, and I kept pulling each one aside, and I asked them some questions, and we figured out like what their spiritual gift was. It was service or, you know.
We did do that.
And we had a handful that were service, and we were like, oh, we could do something, and we just never.
I'm drawing a blank on this.
This is like a couple of years ago, probably 3 years ago. But Abri and Kane and them, yeah.
When would you do it? Like on Wednesday night?
On Wednesday night we did it.
So I wasn't in there anyway.
Yeah, so and I can't remember, there were just different ones, but we had a handful of kids that were interested, like their gifts kind of pointed them more towards service, and.
Maybe you bring that out.
We were going to have
we were going to kind of try to come up with some kind of collective thing to do, but.
Yeah, because if I'm seeing it the way you're trying to explain it, I'm connecting it to our new theme, because we have our new theme decor and theme idea as far as actual content, I just come up with something this week to build on for content with that, and it sounds like that might be something that could desperately be needed in it. So it's a curriculum you had or just an idea?
Yeah,
you
guys developed? One I got online actually, and it just had like the little test, and it had pictures for the kids, so they got to like pick. Would you rather boom boom or boom? And they had to pick out of three, like, or I can't remember. Out of
spiritual gifts, you mean?
Yeah, spiritual gifts. And well, that's the thing. There was like a line. It said it had like five different activities. It was like, which would you rather
it's like
do?
Like a Facebook survey. Like,
yeah, almost like a Facebook survey.
Like, would you do? Which of the following best describes you? And like four seasons or something. Mm-hmm.
And that is a very strategic and effective way to teach. When you put spiritual gifts out there in front, or whatever they're spiritual elements, and you directly ask a child, which one of these, or pick three of these that mm-hmm. you are drawn to, you feel like you need to do.
I still have all the papers.
And that is actually engaging that kid to seek them inside themselves mm-hmm. and to identify with something like that. And it kind of assigns their mission in life.
I found it. It says, like, I am good at speaking, working, saving money, comforting. I like learning, helping others, sharing, solving problems.
Nice. Yeah.
And the four gifts it talked about were teaching, serving, giving, and encouraging.
Now, see, Jared, you can do something like that with your teens.
Mm-hmm. They've already done it with us.
I kind of told them the opposite.
Those are all the kids that have come.
Opposites. No, like I guess that's true.
Well, what
but
was
my thinking? What is always kind of been because no one's there's gifts to the spirit, but I assume that if you have the spirit, you kind of have all the gifts available to you, so you can just work on them and like do what you want and improve on them.
I don't.
Yeah, and see with this
but
one,
I understand.
See with
that
this
too.
One, you added up, and there were some that had like two and two, like they had kind of both.
Gotcha.
And we talked about that, and there was a little Bible story for each gift about like somebody in the Bible that had that gift. And we talked about all of them collectively, like
that. Now you had that on your phone there. Is there a way you can send me the like a link to that?
I paid for it's probably a PDF, but yeah, I can send it to you.
Because I like to put it on our podcast notes with you mm-hmm. know what's it called.
I did pay for it. So.
Oh, how much is it?
It's on Teachers Pay Teachers. I can't remember. But
oh, okay. But how much are they? Like $5, $3,
$4.50.
$4.50. That ain't bad.
$4.50.
$4.50. But like here, like there was gift of teaching. It talked about John the Baptist. Like it had a different Bible character for each spiritual gift too. So we talked about all of them. And again, I think there were a couple that were kind of split down the middle with two different things. And we talked about, you know.
Just send me the website and the name of that file. And then I'll put it out there and people can hunt it down.
Yeah, but it was
that there is, that's a good effective way to teach. Mm-hmm. And that's just for teachers in general, right? Like mm-hmm. secular school teachers. Mm-hmm. So we can take that and actually change that and put more spiritual type things in there. But anyway, all that's some good stuff mm-hmm. that kids can point to and identify
with.
And
this is one that actually I've gotten a couple things from this girl that makes stuff.
And those things help them to serve others. Mm-hmm. So, awesome.
And I think I still have the recording sheets of those kids. I'll just pass them to Jared because he has all of those kids by now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where they fall.
All right. Yep. Okay, Jared did number six, service to others. So here comes number seven, Alexa again.
This goes kind of with what I just said.
Jackpot.
Seamless transition between age groups.
No.
So talks about like switching from preschool to elementary. So like our tots to us and then to us. This even goes to Jared.
Graduations.
Yeah. And basically it was talking about how you need to help. Essentially, this is, I like this. It said everything you learned there was what you needed to get here. So everything they learned in TOS is what they needed to get to Connects. Everything they learned in Connects is what they needed to get to Jared.
Yeah, the students or whatever.
Don't say to Jared.
Well, I didn't know about your new name yet. So.
Yeah, the new name thing. You I think
you
about, back
it,
in po- a few podcasts ago, podcast number he talked
like 111.
I didn't know if
yeah,
we were releasing
he talked
that
about changing
not,
the name
so.
On the.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to do it until we're together. I'm not going to do it like online.
Okay,
that's
so,
like,
so
yeah, you're right. That's a good idea.
So from us to youth, I guess we'll say.
There you go. That's better.
So.
But yeah, just preparing them for the next phase, and like you said at the beginning, our kids when it's time for them to go to youth, they're really excited. Like
yeah. That's exactly right. And the flip side of that coin, well, on the positive side, the kids that grow up out of our Connects Kids Church, they are uber excited to leave Not that they don't like Kinects. Right.
They're ready for the next thing.
They're ready for the next phase. They're ready to grow up into that teenage world.
They've grown out of Kinects.
And they are excited to get up in there in that class. And you guys, that shows, that reflects on how your ministry, Jared, and those in your realm up there above us are preparing and setting the stage and making it enticing and welcoming for them as well. So we make it. We make that engaging space, like we talk about number two, for kids in our Tots class and our kids' church. And then you guys create that engaging space to help make that seamless transition to the next phase. And I think most of that takes care of itself in the fact that kids are just reaching that age where they're experiencing another graduating moment in their life. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, they know that comes once in a while, and they're seizing that moment. Mm. And they see it happening, and then they're, you know,
and sometimes
living that moment.
They kind of just start growing out of the things we're doing, you know, maturity wise. I mean,
they're maturing out of it. Yes.
You know, and they'll still participate, but you can tell they're kind of like, okay.
And what you just said there also helps strengthen what we do in Kinects. Mm-hmm. You know, the more kid friendly we make this, the better, because kids know when it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. They know. We all do. I mean, for the probably 99% of us, when kids, you know, unless there's something wrong, not being stupid, but unless there's something mentally wrong or whatever, that's different. But typically kids know that when they get a certain age, you know, even Paul said, you know, when I became a man, I put away childish things. That we all know there's certain levels in our life when it's time to move on and put things that we were messing with behind us.
I wonder if I'll ever do that.
I know, right?
Keep waiting.
I don't know.
And so, yeah, kids just know when it's time to move on. And then they embrace that and do that. But on the flip side of that coin, this year or last year, we've just lost kids. They didn't get to experience a graduating moment.
Right.
You know, we didn't get to have that time. It's just like we start coming back and we open up our classes and they're gone. They're just gone. You know, we didn't get to experience the graduating or seeing them off, you know, getting our picture or whatever. It's just, we've been out of church for months and close to a year and coming back, hit and miss. And then when we come in kids' church, they're no longer there because they've aged out. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, that thing just didn't happen for them. So, all right, let's move on to, we got to get this thing wrapped up here. Where are we at?
Number eight.
Number eight, Jared.
Kind of ties in. We just
reversed to number one.
Student ministry exposure. So kind of piggybacking from the last one, kind of saying, I guess how not important, but how it's a good thing when your kids are excited about doing things that the students upstairs do, mm-hmm. or downstairs, or wherever they are, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like what they're doing, so that in a sense that once they get to that level that they're comfortable and they kind of know what to expect going up there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. Now, your guys' classes, we're in a two-story church building here, and you guys are above us. And sometimes it gets loud up there, even though it's a brick building. Once in a while, we can hear things, and the kids ask, what's going on up there?
We always say mashed potato fight.
Mashed potato fight and floor hockey.
And the pool.
Swim pool. Yes.
We have Judah convinced.
We always tell him there's a pool on the roof.
Yes, Judah is convinced. There's a pool up there.
I'll try to sell him tickets when he's up there.
and then he says, I want to go, and I say, oh, it's under construction.
When we were doing the remodel, we were like, oh, it's being remodeled. The first day Judah is in youth, you need to be like, hey, man, you finally made it to...
Here's the pool. There's like something out. We have a little puddle out in the
cement. Have a little kiddie pool out behind the Kinect stage. We'll get that the day that he goes up.
Yes.
Fill it up with water. Be like, here you go, there Judah. You go,
sometimes dude. Your expectations aren't really what...
Yeah. No, now when you was a kid, Judah, it seemed a lot bigger, but this is reality. So, yeah, when you heard them, that big loud thud up there, they was jumping this little tiny pool.
Yep. That's hard to say.
So, diving lessons.
Can't wait till they turn 12 to age out of Kinects and get into the youth ministry. So
that's why they want to come to youth so bad, because they think there's a pool. We tell them the whole time. Yeah. You go swimming every week.
I think as kids, you kind of like... you're more excited about other things. But then like if they were to go up there now and it's just really us just sitting talking and laughing about stuff, they'd be like, yeah, I want to go down there.
Right. But then when they get mature, they're
They're in Connect, our kids' church, and they're having fun there. Then they hear it's just more fun in another room. I think there's more stuff here.
It's just how they look up to the students too, like because they're older. So it's like, oh, I want to be like that.
And a lot of their siblings are in youth, and they hear stories from their siblings.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets around. They see that stuff. So. And now, number eight, I thought when I first seen that, I thought that was talking about when I see ministry exposure, I'm thinking about
exposed.
Yeah, going out, being going out and exposing our ministry to a citywide event, going to the mall, Halloween and stuff like that. There's a townwide kid day. You know, go out and take our ministry. We set up a booth out there.
We did that participate for years. In that.
Yeah, we've done that.
You should have a kid day. Have a kid day, you
ours kind of went downhill quick.
Yes,
you should try to start.
We had a couple good years of it, but
start a kids day in your town. I mean.
Block party day.
I bet more towns have that than what people realize. Mm-hmm. It's just you don't hear. You have to kind of search around and find it, or actually be in town and see it happening that day. Like I didn't know.
It's got to be like a street or like a downtown area for each, you know, city that you.
If you look on your city website, they probably you just like go to events or something, and then it shows like events that are happening.
If not, host one at your church and just start it.
Start it and let it build up somewhere in your town or take it in the town.
Block party and let other people maybe, like, vendors and stuff. Like
I bet if you went on one block in town where there's businesses and I said, hey, can we use this area here?
Yeah.
Would you guys participate in a kids' day?
We'll bring food trucks and...
Talk to town, please, can we block this block off and have this a kids' day and take your church out there to the town, and... sometimes the libraries host these events, libraries, and sometimes the schools do it.
Mm-hmm. Like fall fests and stuff.
Yeah, you just have to find.
You can do anything if you mention the word food truck.
Yeah, exactly.
I love food trucks.
I do too.
Yes, any kind of food.
Food trucks.
All right, let's move on to number. Hello? Oh, number nine. That's me. Communication. Enough said. We all flop at communication, I think.
Yes, yes.
But we all do our part with it.
Yeah.
Now, consistent communication with what? Just our staff, the parents. I guess it's with everybody. But according to this countdown, this is what parents are looking for. Mm. So communication with the parents. This is the only thing we got going right now. And we have our Facebook group, our Connects Kid Mission Facebook group. And we have a private group inside of that for the parents. And that's probably our most effective tool, I guess, is using that. Now, our engagement, we get decent engagement, don't we, from the parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And because it's way better than the old mail stuff, I guess.
I'm still doing email and I hate it.
I was thinking post-mail, but that's like gone, but...
Yeah, even email is just like
more
difficult. I feel like it's. I mean, we know one of your parents pretty closely, and that's the best way for her to get stuff. Yeah, so.
And I think when you do a group thing like that, it's a private group; no one else is allowed except the staff and the parents. And when the parents see one or two other parents responding to something, that kind of throws a responsibility on them. Mm-hmm. So I better respond to this. So that's where a lot of good things happen. I think it's probably the best way to communicate with our parents.
I think we need to go in and add some more, though, after all this, because
we've got some new kids. Yes, add some new parents on there. And for those parents who are not on Facebook, and there are some out there, what can we say? You just have to try to...
Grow up.
You grow up and get on Facebook just for that, or we have to... You know, initiate another way to get in touch with them. That's always a...
We're running out of pigeons. They're not very good at it anymore.
Yeah, it's always a sprocket in the cog, or however they say that. I made that statement up. Sprocket in the cog.
Cog in the wheel.
A cog in the wheel. It should be a cog in the wheel.
Yeah.
That's something.
So a sprocket in there is going to lock it up.
It's like a henchman term.
Gum in the...
Something like
gum in the spokes.
Spokes.
Gum spokes. Okay.
Mashed Number potatoes 10. And the
There we go.
Tacos in the tires.
Last one, main service platforming. This basically means, does your kid's church have a platform time in the main church. Typically, it's done on Christmas because you have a child's Christmas play. Occasionally, our kids would go out there and do one of the action songs to the big church.
Or choir song.
Or choir song.
Yeah, we do choir songs every once
in a while. And, you know, the occasional little, I don't know, a graduation ceremony kind of is not, it engages the kids in there. But I think a main platform, a main service platforming deal is talking about, let's put our kids up there and show the church what our kids' church is producing with our kids.
Yeah.
So anything you can go out there and say, hey, this is a result of our kids' ministry. Here's put together something to show you.
Some video clips or something.
Most of the time,
yeah, at least a video clip or
Most of the time, ours is Judah yelling Darth Vader into the microphone.
Oh, that'll live in
because everyone puts it up. Now he just does it for fun.
Yeah,
he did that at a Christmas play song, didn't he? At the end,
he walked up to the microphone, Darth Vader.
It was that was after we did our Star Wars VBS.
Yeah,
I think he was all
so now he's in it. And like now his dad always like is like, hey, go up there and.
I thought they was trying to tell him not to.
Oh no!
He I think Chad instigates it.
Okay, because I do.
I want to
do it.
Like,
so
Chad, go up there.
All right.
No one's gonna get mad at that.
I go up there, dude. Like, everyone like throws me out.
Darth Vader.
Okay.
Felt like I was playing Crash Bandicoot.
This man.
There's our 10 countdown. Let's go into our toy box. Like right now. Okay, you ready? Deep breath. Welcome to S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast. This is the Toy Box. We are 101.928 on your podcast dial, The Great Big Burp. The only podcast on that dial where no masks are required to listen. Visit our mothership at sndkidman.com. Our social media links are there for Facebook, Instagram, MySpace. Everyone's connected, but not Twitter. Boy, was we ahead of that or what?
What was that?
Not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter.
Because of all their...
Twitter's anyway.
Man. Yeah.
And I've never really got into Twitter.
Yeah.
I get a random email from them every once
in a while. You get your daily news from Twitter, just reevaluate.
Yeah, it's like a sewer. So subscribe and like and share, please. That'll help boost our confidence a little bit more. Find our podcast at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold, but not at...
Starbucks.
Golden Corral. No, it's at Starbucks. I just read it on Starbucks, I'll Jared. Yes, weather and traffic every 3 on the 9s with Bob and the S&D Traffic Sky Weather Jet. And there he goes.
Hey, Bob!
Thank you. I was waiting for the hey, Bob. So right now the lines are open. Alexa, she's watching the lines there. All you have to do is dial 9 or text 9 with your question or comment. We'll get you in here as soon as we can. And I think our phone lines are already lit up, right, Alexa?
Mm-hmm.
See a red light over there?
Got a couple, yeah.
Awesome. So we'll get them there as soon as we can. But after the toy box, hang around for the all we request hour every time. I cannot say request. I just did, but I can't say all request hour. I just did it. Coming up later after the toy box. You okay there, Travis?
I'm joking about water.
Okay. With deep cuts and no hits. So now let's strike up. Hey, Gus Polinski and the Polka Dot Band, everybody. Here we go.
Polka Dot Kids, come on.
We have 2/3 of our staff here today, as you can tell already. Over to my left, he's choking on his water.
Oh.
After downing, and what'd you have for Starbucks there? What is that?
Starbucks, man.
Your face is turning red. He can't talk. He's going to go cough. Oh, man, that's terrible. So it's not COVID, is it? No, he's had his COVID shot. He's had his first phase of COVID shot. But he's going to be doing our podging sports here momentarily. And with him is his wife. His partner in crime is Alexa. They are both our kid ministry intern team. The last, working on 3 years now. They've been learning how to run a kid's church through renovation and pandemics. You guys will be coming out shining when this is all over.
We'll forget everything.
Forget everything. Let's give it up for Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody. And to my far right, again, Justin.
Man.
Taylor. Justin. Taylor.
Justice. Tyler.
They're not here. Where are they at? Have they gone? Have they not been here the whole podcast?
No, they haven't.
No, they haven't.
Oh, that's right. As a matter of fact, I almost forgot. I got another email and I printed it out.
Nerd.
Printed it out. Well, I can't read off my phone screen very well. Dear Dad, and she always says Dad when she wants something. Okay. Just to let you know that Justin and I and the kids will not be at the podcast again this week because we have to continue our part two of Tiddlywinks. They are still playing Tiddlywinks, so maybe they'll be back next time. So get that email out here. So Justin and Taylor will be back for this next time. But in front of me, he is epic. He's here. He's our church student ministry, youth, teenager.
Student janitor.
and church janitor. He's epic as always. And he has a hold-up segment for us today. Let's give it up for the one and only Jared the Epic Henry.
It's weird they clap the same way. You think it's like a recording or something.
Almost.
They have it choreographed.
Yep.
They know.
Oh, one more applause for Gus Polinski and the Polka Dot Band, everybody.
Where was those people?
Huh? Where was those
people? It's the same people.
That's the Polka Dot Band clapping for themselves. Yeah. You know how things are. So just so you know, warning, this podcast does contain kidman language. Not suitable for children between the ages of 9.5 and 10. Used under adult supervision, side effects may or may include vomiting, diarrhea, claustrophobia, head spins, and syncopated rhythms. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary to win. Not responsible for personal theft of items left in your car. Actual prices may vary. Okay.
All right.
Let's get things going here in Toy Box.
That's the Price is Right.
That is. You ready? You just want to do Pod Jinx?
Let's get it, girl.
He has got some cheesy jokes, everyone. Let's start Pod Jinx right now.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Pod Jinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Manamana. 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 Manamana, manamana, manamana,
manamana. All right.
Here we go.
I got my tin.
Your tin? Oh, yeah. You like
little, my little, cheesy jokes.
Your little cheese tin full 50, of cheesy jokes.
50 jokes that are cheesy jokes. Cheesier than a dairy farm.
Only 50
Smell
jokes
that
in there?
Dairy air. Yep. You ready for
me? You got to get the kids in here first.
Oh, okay. Come on, poke it up, man.
The kids. They didn't trip over the cord this time.
They usually do.
They're getting better.
Mm-hmm. If I can talk. Are you ready?
Oh, we are ready.
What did Cheddar say to his date at the dance?
What did Cheddar say to his date?
Swiss.
Isn't it funny we always revert to naming all the cheeses?
Yeah.
To try to figure out the answer.
Say it again.
What did Cheddar say to his date at the dance?
You look sharp.
I like that one. That, okay, I'm gonna go side with Alex on this one.
Same.
With mild humor.
You look sharp.
Get out.
Smile, cheddar, sharp
get
cheddar.
Out. Huh?
I said with mild sense of humor.
Well, what was it?
You look sharp.
Ah, she got it. Congratulations. Right. Good one.
I don't
number
know if congratulations are in order, one. But.
Numbers are in.
Are we doing two or three today?
Just two. Three. Two. Oh.
Two?
I only have 50. That's like 20.
You have 50. Let's we can do.
Okay. We'll do three.
Three? All right.
What do you call a grilled cheese sandwich that's all up in your face? It's stupid.
Jalapeno.
I hate this one.
You don't like it?
Grilled cheese sandwich that's
all up in your face.
Your face.
All up in your face.
Jalapeno.
Yes, it could be funny.
All up in.
It could be funny.
No. Face.
Grilled cheese.
Face. Ears.
The moon. Because cheese, the moon.
I have no idea.
right, sucker.
What's a grilled cheese?
What do you call a grilled cheese sandwich that's all up in your face? Too close for comfort food.
Too close for comfort food. Cheese is a comfort food.
That's not funny at all.
It's not. So should we give
that
this?
That was like to that. Yeah. It's like they later. It's like they had 49 good jokes and then they're like, okay, one more. Let's just do something stupid.
I mean, I feel like only warm cheese is comfort food.
Well, grilled cheese is warm.
Oh, comfort grilled cheese. I forgot.
Grilled cheese. Yeah.
I love grilled cheese.
I don't get this one.
Well, do another one.
No, I have to do this one.
You have to do that?
I have to go in order. It's the rules. No. I didn't make the rules. I just made the rules.
All right, go in order.
Maybe we'll get it.
What number is this one out of the deck of 50? Is this like number more. 4?
Hmm? It's like 11. This is 4. No.
Because you did two
this
last
is
week.
Five.
It's 5.
That's 5?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
So, you know more cheeses than I do.
I do.
So, this might be like a...
I do love cheese, even cheese though I can't shouldn't. Thing.
Cheese.
What did the cheese say when it saw... its reflection in the mirror. I don't like
that. You look sharp.
No.
Brilliant.
I don't, Jesus Christ.
I don't like that.
Wow.
What? Hey, guys, let's...
Is that what it is?
No.
God forgive me.
Shouldn't be.
I don't like
something
the word
reflecting.
It's. The word it's isn't a word.
Huh?
It's. I'm just...
Read
is
again.
It Cheez-Its?
No.
Cheez-Its.
What did... the cheese say when cheese. It saw its reflection in the mirror.
Cheese.
Cheese. Like that would be in front of a camera.
No. That's easy.
I bet that's in there somewhere.
Reflection perfection.
That's what I say when I look at
reflection perfection.
Travis says that daily.
Reflection perfection.
I have no idea.
Do you want to help me pronounce it?
Yes, please.
You ready? What did the cheese say when it saw its reflection in the mirror?
Hello me.
Is that a
salami? Yeah. Salami?
No, it must be a type of cheese.
What type of cheese? Hello me.
Let me look this up. Is it stinky?
Yeah. Before we give it a,
you are not ready for the cheese.
Or elevator music. We have to see what this is before we.
Hello me. You want me to do one more?
There's hello me recipe.
No, we got to figure this one out here.
Semi hard unripened brined cheese made from a mixture of goat's and sheep's milk and sometimes also cow's milk.
Sounds gross.
It has a high melting point and can also be fried or grilled. This property makes it a popular meat substitute.
Really?
Salami.
Oh,
I was
goodness.
Right.
That's gross. Don't eat that, guys.
What is it? So it gets elevator music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it is a type of cheese. That. Hello me. Like hello me.
Hello me.
Okay. Are you going to do one more or are you going to stop it there?
You tell me.
Stop it there.
You did not end on a high note. You did not end on a high note.
Let me see if it.
It's Travis's segment, so he has to.
We'll see if this one's a high note.
Well, he can pick him out.
He says no. Wow.
The you say
one,
no?
Next one isn't very good, so we'll leave that for next time. Okay. It's the one underneath it. It might redeem it. I don't know.
We'll okay, so folks just can't wait for
worse.
Next.
They just get worse on purpose.
Definitely.
Maybe they want to leave us on a high note towards the end of the deck of joke cards there.
Maybe.
They're like anti-jokes. You need to do anti-jokes next time.
So all four of our listeners just can't wait for next week to hear this other bad cheese joke. Right?
Cheesy.
All right, let me...
The cheesiest.
I had to officially close off Podjinx with this.
Smell that derriere.
That's all, folks.
When you said that, I forget. Did you guys see they kind of gave us a look at the new Space Jam.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, there's like three images.
Where? Who? What?
For
where?
The new Space Jam.
See this. They still don't go with my
LeBron's
wrestling
in
one.
It,
no, is
yeah.
he?
The John Brams is in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
This has been in the works for years, Randy.
I know it's been in the works, but I don't know who's going to
He learned
be
how to play basketball for this movie.
Oh,
what if that's really what it was?
Have you
went to the NBA just to
ever?
Who was that made that? Who said that?
I don't know. Oh, one of the kids we had on Wednesday night. One day, he said,
"We're talking about the original.
We're talking
Space
about
Jam.
The original Space Jam." He said, "Did you know Michael Jordan? They knew that he was going to be that good. They filmed him when he was a little boy playing basketball in his back in his yard."
Oh,
he didn't realize.
Really?
Those boys that live next to Amanda and Nate.
Yeah.
I can't remember
their names. But you know, the little
yeah.
sweet as can be. But yeah, they thought that Yeah, they thought that they had, that was actually Michael Jordan as a kid.
That was actual footage of him as a kid playing basketball, and then he just happened to be that good.
And we didn't tell him the truth.
Yeah.
Because
you didn't tell him Santa Claus was fake either, did you?
No.
Okay,
because he's not. Say what?
No way.
What would you think that?
Watch a movie every once in a while.
I don't know.
Watch some documentary.
Watch one of the documentaries.
Santa Claus 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
Now, I'm drinking this new Starbucks pistachio latte. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's good, but I'm not getting the pistachio.
Well, then that should be good.
It just, yeah. Mine's no, I like pistachio. I was expecting more pistachio flavor, but I'm not really tasting it there. It's good.
I don't know. This whole pistachio kick is getting me. I don't know. I can't do it.
All right, let's move on to Jared's segment. Hang on.
Lay it out.
Woo! What you got, boss?
I got nothing. I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
So, snap.
Beeble trivia. I did the expert settings, but they were way too hard. So I did the beginners, and they're hard too.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. So there's five questions. It's only five questions, and it's like it's like we're taking a quiz, and then we get a grade on it.
Okay. Oh,
so I'll say the question, give you the options,
have to come together
to agree on the answer.
Oh, okay, so lock and load.
And we'll see how good we are. Some of these are easy, some of them are just like, what? All right,
if we get it, we win. If we don't get this question, we get shot at.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to play this game.
It's already locked and loaded.
Number one, what cleanseth us from all sin? Good works, love, charity, the blood of Christ, or the Holy Spirit?
I'm going to say the blood of Christ.
That's what I'm going to say the blood of Christ too. Yeah. But
I feel safer with that answer.
All right. That's me too.
Is it?
We won't find out until later.
Oh, okay.
I'm torn between that or love, just so it's on the record.
Between we're not that and the,
Well, charity is love. The same thing as love.
Love covers the multitude.
What was the last one again?
We'll see.
The Holy Spirit, which that doesn't save you from
what's
all
the right. What's the question again?
What cleanseth you us from all sin. Nothing the blood of Jesus.
It was the answer.
Blood. My second guess is love.
Okay.
Love. All right. Number two. Jesus. This is the one I'm kind of like, what? Jesus came by water and what?
Yes. Oh.
Bread, meat, blood, earth, or sky?
Jesus came by what?
Earth and what?
Sky?
Wait, didn't you say
bread?
Jesus came by?
Meat, blood, earth,
you said
and sky.
Water and...
No, it's by water and what?
Yeah.
Bread, meat,
sky,
blood, sky. Earth, and sky.
I'm not getting a question.
I don't know.
It's probably a verse
Jesus,
that's been
I'm thinking
quoted.
Of Jesus that. Came by water
I'm
and
I'm thinking of water
bread.
And spirit. But
water and spirit.
I'm thinking it's bread. Because
spirit. I'm going to say water and spirit.
Spirit's not in there. It's bread, meat, blood, earth, sky.
Oh, jeez.
I'm thinking bread. Like
I'm torn between sky and
because he's never
bread.
Bread just sounds the most like common to me.
Okay,
are there going to be verses to back this up?
Huh?
Are there verses at the end?
This is KJV. If you guys are going to be mad,
okay.
I'm
not going to be mad. I'm wondering at the end, are they going
to
give?
Yeah, they need to, give Bible verses.
I don't know.
So I'm going to go with you guys and say bread too.
Say that. Yeah.
I'm just kind of lost in the question. All
right. Three. Who did Jesus come in this world to save? Pharisees, Jews, sinners, tax collectors, or the apostles?
Tax collectors.
All
above,
the above.
Above. All of the above.
There is no all
sinners.
The above.
Sinners.
Have you ever taking a test like this? Multiple choice? Ever?
Sinners and tax collectors sinners. Are the same thing.
So. You can only choose one.
Sinners.
And tax collectors.
They're all sinners.
These are sinners. All right. Number four. For there is one God and one blank between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Judge, mediator, savior, restorer or counselor?
I was like,
torn between judge and mediator.
I'm gonna say judge.
I'm kind of thinking mediator.
Mediator sounds. Read that again
with the word mediator.
No, just read the question.
For there is one God and one blank.
Mediator.
It's mediator. I think it's mediator.
Yeah,
it's mediator. All right, last question. According to Paul, good ministers of Jesus Christ should reject what? Universalism. Old wives' fables, legalism, sacrifices, or pork?
Old wives' fables.
Legalism or...
You think it's that?
What was after legalism?
Sacrifices.
I kind of think. Paul said this?
Paul.
So he was
good. Ministers of Jesus Christ should reject this.
I would say sacrifices are legalism.
I'd say fable.
Old wives' fables.
Is that what you think it is?
Yep.
I trust Randy because I don't.
Oh, that's.
I was leaning towards that one too.
I'm towards legalism or sacrifices.
We're gonna have to come up with a decision.
Go with the five fables and.
All right, let's check our answers.
True.
Oh, that's it. That's all five of them.
Yeah.
All right. So hold on here.
Do we get shot or not?
He's generating the answers.
The answers are here. They're in. You are the Father, Jesus. When it comes to God, you are the Father. Okay, I gotta think, and it'll sound cool. When it comes to Jesus, God, you are the Father. There we go. All right. Number one, what cleanses us from all sin? We were right. It's the blood of Jesus.
Mm. All right.
1-0. They do give an explanation. 1 John 1:7.
Okay.
Only by the blood of Jesus can any man be saved.
Yeah. Very good. All right.
Okay. Jesus came by water and what? We said bread, and it is wrong. It was blood.
Oh.
1 John 5:6. Jesus had to come by blood, and Jesus had to come by blood, as it is his blood that paid the price for our sins.
Okay, now it makes sense, but the way they phrased the question, right. It set me up wrong.
Where's the water?
I just thought of water and blood when he struck his side.
Oh. Yeah. See, it makes sense that way, but the way the question was set up, I just didn't.
Well, I mean, all right, number three. Who did Jesus Christ come in this world to save? Sinners, that's correct. 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul called himself the chief of sinners.
So we got the third one right.
Yeah. That really is number.
So we're 2-1.
Yeah.
All right.
Number four, for there is one God and one mediator, we are correct.
Yes.
1 Timothy 2:5, Christ is the only mediator between God and man.
And the last one.
According to Paul, good ministers of Jesus Christ should reject what?
Old wives' fables.
That is correct.
Oh, really?
1 Timothy 4:7. Paul says the church should reject old wives' fables or tales and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. We scored 80%, 4 out of 5.
All right.
So only got that, and that was beginner. That was beginner.
Next week we'll do.
That's beginner.
Medium. Yes.
Wow. Mm. So we missed 1 out of 5 on a beginner.
They go all the way to expert.
Because that one was
we'll be 0-4.
It was phrased weird, the second one was.
It's that King James language.
Yeah.
So, very good. That's it for Hold Up. Anything else?
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Hold up.
Really?
Okay. Okay.
Those lasers.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right. I'm kind of out here. So whatever you want to talk about, or we can close it. What do you think?
Comments and suggestions.
We actually had some comments from our Instagram or Facebook. Oh, Which was it? Instagram?
Is it actually good?
Like, I thought so.
Okay, good. I was like,
yeah.
I'll read one.
Oh, so okay. hold on a second here.
How do you not know this, Randy?
Well, they help watch it. I don't always.
CNN.
Hey, we were told to watch Extra Hard this week.
What?
Checked it every hour on the every two on the four we checked.
All right, let's go to our newsroom where we don't get this too often, but hey, we got some response on our Instagram's account. And Alexa, let's take us away. What do we got?
Yeah, Randy.
Oh.
I looked. I was like this waiting, and then I waited 3 seconds, and then I started.
For the delay. The delay. Yeah.
All right. First question. Got a couple. First question. What's next for Connects?
Someone's stalking our kids' church.
Not at liberty to say.
They're getting the ideas so they can trademark them and make money.
We've had that problem frequently.
Yeah, we've had that.
Especially Disney
often.
Lately.
That's your fault.
Disney even. That's we've.
Can we? Have we
we've
not talked
a,
about
we've
those
got
Disney
things? Disney.
Oh, yeah. What was the one thing?
There was. I predicted something. Okay, I predicted something in Soul Wars VBS before. It was in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We actually wrote it in 2015. Mm-hmm. And about the C-3PO with red eyes.
Yep.
And then what episode of Star Wars that came out years
Jared,
later?
That was you.
Because you played that character. I gave C-3PO red eyes.
I don't follow Star Wars because it's disappointing now.
I can understand that to a degree.
But we actually made in our VBS part two, C-3PO became part of the dark side.
Did we give him a red arm?
We did give him a red arm.
In the movie, he has a red leg?
He has a red arm.
No, he had a red arm, too, because you referenced it. I remember that.
Yeah, the red eyes and red arm I actually gave to his costume way before this movie came out.
Hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But the red arm,
eyes for sure.
The red arm was a thing though already.
Okay, the red arm was a thing, but the red eyes wasn't.
Yeah, we
okay.
put like a trooper mask on.
I just want to point out the person who asked what's next for Kinects was definitely not Disney 123.
Oh, really? So that's their username. Yeah. Definitely not Disney 123.
So
and their bio says who's Walt?
So yeah, we made C-3PO a bad guy mm-hmm. on the dark side.
He did,
and he had red eyes. Lo and behold, the movie came out 2 years later or so, and C-3PO had red eyes and was speaking on the dark side, behalf of the dark side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we called that, and then the second one is the story you made up when we was on a VBS that had been postponed for
going on
3 years now.
Well, yep.
That we did talk about on podcast.
We
have it documented on our podcast that you wanted to take this space theme and interject an origin story of Buzz Lightyear.
Right, because we got the VBS from a friend who was about a up-and-coming astronaut. We said, oh, let's make it.
Yeah, he actually designed after Neil Armstrong, the real astronauts, mm-hmm. and real space history. And you guys took it and wanted to interject the origin of Buzz Lightyear.
Right, because we were doing the Toy Story theme already.
Yes. And so that was there
mm-hmm.
and out there. And
the Simpsons are like, good job, you want a cookie?
Exactly, right.
We talked about that last.
I wonder if the Simpsons have an episode with us in there predicting this was going to happen. By the way, some of that Simpsons stuff is not legit.
Some of it's not.
I'm a sucker for that stuff.
Me too.
That we talked last time. I'm a sucker for it.
I believe everything on the internet.
I know, right?
Also, it's not real.
And so
some of it is.
There were some predictions they made that was real.
Some of them are coincidences.
Some people are real quick.
But some, like the ones you showed us last week, those are actually fakes. They were made up. So, but anyway, there are two big predictions that they weren't predictions. It just happened mm-hmm. that way.
And now Disney
actually
has
come out and reflected exactly what, mm-hmm. and Disney has a.
I'm sure they thought about doing that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, the thing with Pixar, Buzz Lightyear, I'm sure they probably worked on that like 10 years ago.
Buzz Lightyear, because
it takes so long to do.
Yeah.
A Pixar movie. So.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And so, yeah, because that's exactly what that stuff takes forever to do. So.
But now, when we do that VBS, we're going to be right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
We should
theme.
We should just watch that and steal that.
Yeah. So they do have an origin of Buzz Lightyear coming out this year or next year.
Read the next one there.
So, all right.
Who's the best dancer in Kinects? Travi don't dance, not anymore.
Oh.
Not since the incident.
Travi don't never dance.
You freaking break dance.
I break dance. Yeah. I will do it.
You automatically
put the right song,
dude.
I will do it.
You win.
What's the right song?
There's some Toby Mac songs
where you do the robots.
I do the robot. There is one that Taylor works with me that when we used to evangelize. It is a Toby Mac song, and there's a bridge in there where we do the robot together.
Oh, he's a popping, locking fool.
And he ain't kidding. And people just flip out over that. And as a matter of fact,
Dan Bales used to breakdance too.
Did
you know that? Dan Bales used to be a breakdancer too.
I believe
legit,
that. He looks
in the world.
He looks like a breakdancer / surfer guy. He's
like before he came to church, he was like a legitimate.
Who's this Instagram user?
No, he's just the dude that used to come here.
Moving Groovin 92
wants to know who's the best dancer in a kid's church.
Skirt girl.
Now
skirt girl.
Now we've never we've never really had a dance competition per se. So
I'll do the moonwalk.
Okay, I'll do the moonwalk too. I'll do side float.
Let's do this.
And everything. Right. Mm-hmm. So
we've got two more.
Two more. Oh man, we had four of them. Awesome.
Well, there's actually.
This next one is kind of like a suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't ever, for any reason, do anything to anyone for any reason ever, no matter what.
Yeah, these are.
No matter where or who you're with or where you're going or where you've been ever for any reason whatsoever.
Is that like Michael Scott?
My God, are you still talking?
Now wait, what?
You heard it. You know.
If we try to dissect that, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Let it sink in.
Okay, set it in one more time.
Don't ever, for any reason, do anything to anyone for any reason. Ever. No matter what. No matter where or who you're with or where you're going or where you've been. Ever. For any reason whatsoever.
It's like that kid is like, have you ever thought about it? It's sound advice.
It's like he's chasing his tail there.
No, it's solid advice.
I have one more.
Okay. All right.
Can I do this one? This is a good one. Is cereal soup?
Wait, who is that third one from?
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
If you know, you know.
Oh, I may have to do this. Hold on.
Podcast edit.
And is there a fourth one coming up now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said the soup.
All right. This is a very philosophical question.
Okay.
By Cookie Crisp 89.
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp.
Is cereal soup?
No.
Is what now?
Is cereal soup?
Defined soup.
Liquid with
stuff in it. That's what we're going to have to go look at.
Well, you're actually...
Cold is still soup.
That's true.
Don't you need broth, though, for soup? Like broth? Like
you need broth.
Huh.
Milk's not broth, therefore...
Well, if you let it sit there, I don't know.
No, milk isn't broth.
Is soup cereal?
Milk comes from a cow, though.
It's cereal soup.
And broth comes from, like, chicken and
bones. Cereal?
And it doesn't come necessarily from a bone, but it comes from...
Wow.
Wow.
It makes you think.
Wow.
Wow.
Is cereal a soup? I guess we have to really know and find out the definition
of soup. So, soup definition.
A
liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables, etc. stock or water.
So no.
Hard no.
Yeah, hard no. Yep. Nope.
We're already done.
Who is that from?
Cookie Crisp 89.
Cookie Crisp 89. It was... Cookie Crisp 89 wants to know if soup is a cereal is a soup.
Yeah,
just trying to figure how to connect that with kids stuff. But hey, he's a listener. We're going to answer it. So
do those four represent our four listeners?
I don't know. Yeah. You know what? That could be four more new listeners for all we know.
We're updating because
We've never heard from these people before.
Yeah.
So we could, in a way, say we have eight listeners now.
We could say that.
Really?
Yeah, really.
We can say anything we want.
Yeah. Okay. Can we officially at this point say we have eight listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say it.
Unofficially off the record.
Let's do it. We now officially have eight listeners. Everybody,
we did it.
S&D Kidman Podcast. We did it. Yeah.
Well, I think this is it. I mean, what else is there to do for us?
This is what the top looks like.
Last podcast and on a high note.
This is it. Yeah, and on a high note, and so we'll have to do. Next time when Justin and Taylor are here, we got to get started on the Restaurant Impossible.
Oh, also...
I don't even remember what my favorite restaurant is anymore.
Well, it'll be a surprise to you then.
Yeah. I should have...
You should start guessing. Also, my place of work, we put in money for Powerball, so if I'm not here next week, that's why.
You know.
Hopefully none of us... I mean, if you could share the love...
We've already got a really good plan.
Yeah, Alexa's lucky if she gets any of it.
Like this might be our last breakfast we ever cook for ourselves.
We're gonna
get a personal chef.
How much is it?
You said it's
$20 million. Right?
$20 million. It's up to 640. But
you do realize how much the government actually gets?
Yeah. Well,
than we've ever had.
Well, you can't retire on it.
Between all of us, it would be $42 million. But then with taxes and everything, it's like $20 million.
How many people?
If you live modestly, you can retire.
$20 million,
we can live. That's after taxes.
You can afford spares.
I will see.
You know, the Bible says a wise and good man,
uh-huh,
leaves an inheritance for the fourth generation. Up to the fourth generation.
That's big money right there, Jack.
The fourth.
Big money.
That's Bible. If you don't do that, you're going to hell. This has been S&D Kidman.
Jared, do you have enough to leave for the fourth generation?
No, we're all doomed. Yeah, we're never going to get out of here. All right, let's get out of here, I guess. Carol, take us out of here, and... Don't forget to have some black jar coffee inside of your Silly Pint cup.
Silly Pint.
I was going to say, it's easy for you to say, Solomon. Like, come on.
It's easy for you to say.
Not really. This time
together. Sing it, Travis.
Don't sing it.
It makes me
Seems we just get started, and before you know it, guess it's time for me to sing so long.
Oh, she sang so long at goodbye.
It's time to say so long.
And just clean.
Yeah. He handed us scrapers and like left us. And we're like, okay, I guess we're scraping them.
It was probably a lock in.
It was.
Yeah, I remember. Okay.
I can't remember where Travis was, but yeah, it was me and Steven.
Lord bless this podcast today. Help us to give this information, help others out, and help ourselves edify the body of Christ and somehow bring a good sponsor to our podcast so we can help do more of these for all four of our listeners that are faithful. In Jesus' name. Please.
Please. Amen and A1.
Stop. Stop it.
And A people.
Are we recording?
Yeah. I'm trying to. He got,
Amen.
You caught me on that one.
Amen and A woman?
Amen.
Is that what you said?
Woman and A people.
Amen means let it be. Or what does it mean? Yeah. Amen. Means,
amen is like it's settled.
Yeah.
Like, let it be. So be it.
A women. A women means if you don't know how it be by now, I can't help.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
All right, that's goodbye. It. Carol, take us out of here.
All right.
Okay. Let's do this. This is for real, y'all. So we're just like, doing it. Get on there, and we're just doing a test right now.
Do I have to pretend that I like doing this this time?
Where did you have it at?
Yeah. All right, check 1, 2, 3.
Yo, Jared's on the mic.
Keep going, Jared.
No, I'm done.
Is that good? Here's a
All right, I have a quiz. I'll let you. This is how hard it is.
Wait, you want to do just, for this what's just, up with Jared?
Yeah, hold up.
Hold up.
The first question, just to know the difficulty. How much gold was plundered after the battle with the Midianites? 750 shekels, 100 shekels, 2000 shekels.
Oh, that's
or 2400 500 shekels.
That is tough.
Suckers.
Well, that's hardcore.
Then Jared.
That's theologian stuff.
What should I put on this receipt?
We
just podcast.
Can I expend to a podcast?
Yeah.
Jared. Can I keep doing that every time? Or
just put, if you just put S and D, you'll know what it is.
How come Jared's not doing number 8?
I'm doing 2, 4, 6.
Why is he doing number 8 though?
Why am I not doing number 8? What is number 8?
No, you 8 is student ministry exposure.
Oh, okay. I guess I can do that. Yeah, I read that and I really didn't understand what it was saying.
Okay. I honestly don't either.
So hold on.
It was saying students, kids, and I'm like, wait, what's the difference?
Hold on.
Like, the kid's going to brag.
Are you going to do number 8 then?
I guess you just need to explain it to me.
Because I don't know if it's like...
Kid coming and bragging about how cool kids ministry is?
It
and
could
then like
be.
The students like, oh, that's cool.
I first read it, I thought it was about teenagers. I'm like, why would
you... Yeah, me too. Let me take one of the ones that he... had.
What and so world? He had.
I don't want to give you 4. I only have 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So which one do you want to give him?
What's the hardest one?
You have engaging.
Just do 4. I engage, guess.
Number 4. Yeah. Okay. Take home element, which is something perfect. You guys have done very well with.
Perfect.
But you need to help me out with, like, read it and then tell me what you think it's saying.
You can read. I was telling them earlier. You can read on there, but don't read verbatim.
But you read it and tell me your perspective of it.
Now?
Yeah.
On number 8?
Yeah, because I really didn't understand what it was trying to convey.
I was neither. Taking it as exposure, like when we go out and do on Kids' Day or went to the mall and did Halloween.
I was taking it
So as... it's not talking about teens. Like, it's not talking about the student.
I thought it was talking about teens at first. Because I said, because you think student ministry, that's teen and college.
Yeah, that's why.
I think he's referring to the students as the kid ministry. He said, I love hearing how excited my five-year-old is about the cool things that the student ministry is doing. Oh, so and how excited he is to do them himself.
So foreseeing what's ahead.
Yeah.
We had that because a lot of our girls, when they left, they couldn't wait to get up to the next class. Mm-hmm. So that's good. That's healthy.
Right.
So
number 712 has.
Is that good for him? Or
so pretty much is like that. What that's reflected on is you. It's like,
well, it's reflecting them on them getting older, and this is like,
yeah, and you're making it look welcoming and inviting, mm-hmm. and as perfect. Far as the
with
church
our
body,
mashed potato fights that
yeah,
will never
church
happen.
Body ministry, you're doing your job to help, you know, make it. They're looking forward to coming into that class. So
yeah.
Does that
once
sound cool?
COVID's done, then it will be exciting.
Oh, exactly. Come on, preach
mashed potato fights.